Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today Maseches Gittin, Daf Yud Ches, the second parak, Hamevi Get. The Zikhu Maseches Gittin program has been generously sponsored by Zeche Nishmas Chaya Hadas Basender. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks, Me'emas HaGsuba Meshemetes, from when is a Gsuba like an ordinary obligation to be canceled by Shemitah? Rav says, Meshetivko Vesiskov, from when she receives partial payment and establishes the balance as a loan. Receiving payment indicates she's ready to collect her ksuba, and establishing the balance as a loan reduces it from an obligation imposed by Basin, which is exempt from Shemitah cancellation, to an ordinary obligation. Shmuel says, Pagma afu bishul zakva, if she received partial payment, even if she did not establish the balance as a loan, zakva afu bishul pagma, or if she established it as a loan, even if she did not receive partial payment, it is canceled by Shemitah. Prices are brought in support of both opinions. Point number two, Shmuel said, Ksuba kamaisa basin damya. A ksuba is like an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Ma maisa basin nechtavim b'yom, nechtavim b'layla, just as an act of basin may be written by day and signed by night, and is not considered predated because their verdict takes effect with its writing even before it's signed, av ksuba nechtavis b'yom, nechtamis b'layla. So to a ksuba may be written by day and signed by night, and is not considered predated because the obligation takes effect at the time of its writing. The Gemara reports that Rabbi Chiya's ksuba was written in this manner, and Rav, who was present, did not protest. This does not necessarily prove that Rav agrees with Shmuel's ruling, because they were occupied with its writing continuously until its signing that night. And a brisa states, Oshanu el kshe'in asukim ba'osa inyan, they only taught that a predated document is invalid when they were not occupied in that matter of the document's production. Ava asukim ba'osa inyan kasha, but if they were continuously involved in that matter of the document's production until it was signed, it is valid because it becomes public knowledge during its writing. And point number three, if one said to 10 people, Kisvu get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, and instructed all of them explicitly to sign, as the Gemara later explains, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shnai mishum edim v'kum mishum tanai. Two sign as witnesses, and the rest sign as a condition attached to its writing. In order to publicly humiliate her, he stipulated that 10 people must sign it. Reish Lakish says, Kul mishum edim, all of them sign as witnesses. Two nafkaminas emerge from this malchokas. Number one, the chasim betray minal biyome, v'inach mikan va'ad asara yamim, where two of them sign that day, and the rest over the next 10 days. If the remaining signers were merely fulfilling a condition, the get is valid. But if they're all required as witnesses, the testimony is not complete until they all sign, and the get is predated and invalid. The second nafkamina is, kagon shenimsa echad mehem karuv u'pasul, where one of the signers was found to be a relative or invalid witness. If this invalid signer is merely fulfilling a condition and not an aid, the get remains valid based on the other aiding. But if they all sign as aiding, this invalid aid disqualifies the entire testimony. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks, Me'emas ha'ksuba mishemetes, from when is a ksuba like an ordinary obligation to be canceled by Shemitah? Rav says, Meshetivko v'siskov, from when she receives partial payment and establishes the balance as a loan. Receiving payment indicates she's ready to collect her ksuba, and establishing the balance as a loan reduces it from an obligation imposed by Basin, which is exempt from Shemitah cancellation, to an ordinary obligation. Shmuel says, Pagma afu bishul zakva, if she received partial payment, even if she did not establish the balance as a loan, zakva afu bishul pagma, or if she established it as a loan, even if she did not receive partial payment, it is canceled by Shemitah. Prices are brought in support of both opinions. Point number two, Shmuel said, Ksuba kamaisa basin damya. A ksuba is like an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Ma maisa basin nechtavim b'yom, nechtavim b'layla, just as an act of basin may be written by day and signed by night, and is not considered predated because their verdict takes effect with its writing even before it's signed, av ksuba nechtavis b'yom, nechtamis b'layla. So to a ksuba may be written by day and signed by night, and is not considered predated because the obligation takes effect at the time of its writing. The Gemara reports that Rabbi Chiya's ksuba was written in this manner, and Rav, who was present, did not protest. This does not necessarily prove that Rav agrees with Shmuel's ruling, because they were occupied with its writing continuously until its signing that night. And a brisa states, Oshanu el kshe'in asukim ba'osa inyan, they only taught that a predated document is invalid when they were not occupied in that matter of the document's production. Ava asukim ba'osa inyan kasha, but if they were continuously involved in that matter of the document's production until it was signed, it is valid because it becomes public knowledge during its writing. And point number three, if one said to 10 people, Kisvu get li'ishti, write a get for my wife, and instructed all of them explicitly to sign, as the Gemara later explains, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shnai mishum edim v'kum mishum tanai. Two sign as witnesses, and the rest sign as a condition attached to its writing. In order to publicly humiliate her, he stipulated that 10 people must sign it. Reish Lakish says, Kulam Yishum Eidim, all of them sign as witnesses. Two nafkaminas emerge from this machokas. Number one, the Chasim Beit Rei Minal B'Yome V'Inach Mikan V'Ad Asara Yamim, where two of them sign that day and the rest over the next 10 days. If the remaining signers were merely fulfilling a condition, the get is valid. But if they're all required as witnesses, the testimony is not complete until they all sign, and the get is predated and invalid. The second nafkamina is, Kagon Shenimsa Echo Mehem Karavu Pasol, where one of the signers was found to be a relative or invalid witness. If this invalid signer is merely fulfilling a condition and not an aid, the get remains valid based on the other aiding. But if they all sign as aiding, this invalid aid disqualifies the entire testimony. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Yud Ches, and our standard Siman is a chuppah, because Ben Yud Ches chuppah. Chazal say an 18-year-old should go to chuppah. So here goes. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted a partial payment of a ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa based in. After the chassan instructed 10 people to write a get for his wife. Once again, in slow motion. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah. Chuppah, that must mean we're on Daf. Yud Ches. It was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted a partial payment of a ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Me'emasai ksuba meshemetis, from when is a ksuba like an ordinary obligation to be canceled by Shemitah? Rav says, Meshetivkom v'tsiskov, from when she receives partial payment and establishes the balance as a loan. Receiving payment indicates she's ready to collect a ksuba, and establishing the balance as a loan reduces it from an obligation imposed by Basin, which is exempt from Shemitah cancellation, to an ordinary obligation. Shmuel says, either when she receives partial payment, or if she established it as a loan, even if she did not receive partial payment. So, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted the partial payment of her ksuba, acknowledging the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa basin, which reminds us, Shmuel said, ksuba ka maisa basin damya. A ksuba is like an obligation imposed by an act of basin. Ma maisa basin nechtavim biyom nechtavim b'layla, just as an act of basin may be written by day and signed by night and is not considered predated because their verdict takes effect with its writing even before it's signed. Av ksuba nechtavis biyom nechtamas b'layla. So too a ksuba may be written by day and signed by night and is not considered predated because the obligation takes effect at the time of its writing. So, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted a partial payment of a ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa based in. After the chassan instructed 10 people to write a get for his wife. Which reminds us, if one said to 10 people, Kisvu geli ishti, write a get for my wife, and instructed all of them explicitly to sign, as the Gemara later explains, Rav Yochanan says, Shnai mishum edim v'kum mishum tanai. Two sign as edim, and the rest sign as a condition attached to his writing. In order to publicly humiliate her, he stipulated that 10 people must sign it. Reish Lakish says, Kul mishum edim, all of them sign as witnesses. The Gemara brings two nafkaminas for the machlokas. So once again, it was a heartbreaking scene under the green chuppah when the kal accepted a partial payment of a ksuba, acknowledging that the rest could be canceled by Shemitah. The ksuba having been written by day and signed by night like a maisa based in. After the chassan instructed 10 people to write a get for his wife. All right, so now it's time for four b'la b'chazorah. Daf Yud Dalet. So the simmer Daf Yud Dalet is a hand, and we often use a juggler in the simmon. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more in Daf Yud Dalet, hand. The juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holech, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, which reminds us, if one says holech manu aponi sha'ani chayv lo, bring this money to pony that I owe him. Rav says that the sender is still responsible for the money if it's lost until the creditor receives it, which completes the payment. Even so, if the debtor wishes to retract his payment from the shaliach, he cannot retract. But Shmuel says, since the debtor is responsible for it, if he wishes to retract a payment, he can. The Gemara concludes that all agree that saying holech is ordinarily like zechi. Shmuel argues here that since he remains responsible for the mana, he does not intend for the creditor to acquire it yet. So the juggler juggling green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holach, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, and who had second thoughts about retrieving a silver cup for someone from very intimidating custodians who wanted him to accept liability, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the incident in which Amoraim were intimidated to give back a vessel sent with them if they didn't accept liability during the return trip. So the juggler chugging green bills he was delivering to the creditor for the debtor, who said holach, which is like saying zechi, and was unable to retract, and who had second thoughts about retrieving a silver cup from someone from very intimidating custodians who wanted him to accept liability, didn't know what to do with the money when he was informed both the sender and recipient died, while he was in transit, which reminds us the more brings a five-way machlokes if the sender or recipient dies while the money is in transit. Daf Tes Vav, so the similar Daf Tes Vav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit-loving shliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must mean we're on Daf Tes Vav. Tu Bishvat. Fruit bowl. The fruit-loving shliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, which reminds us the Mishnah discusses a shliach who testifies about half of the writing or signing, and the Gemara clarifies if the shliach only saw the second half of the get being written, the get is invalid. So the fruit-loving shliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, and then was informed that his testifying that he was the second signature doesn't help, which reminds the Gemara taught that if the shliach testifies he's the second signature, the get is puzzle. Rav Ashi explains that although ordinarily a single witness can confirm his own signature, and a shliach is believed to confirm the signature he saw, these two cannot be combined. Rather, okul bekima get, okul betekana sachamim. It must be validated either entirely through a confirmation of the get with the signatures confirmed by two witnesses or the signers themselves, or entirely through the sage's decree of a shliach testifying to both signatures. So the fruit-loving shliach, who was embarrassed when he told Basin he got so distracted eating fruit from the green fruit bowl that he only saw the second half of the get being written, and then was informed that his testifying that he was the second signature doesn't help, proceeded to go and eat some maaser sheni fruit after washing his hands in halves, which reminds us, Ilfa asked, Yadayim tahoros l'chatzayin, or ain't tahoros l'chatzayin? Can hands become tahor through washing by halves, or can they not become tahor by halves? Daf Tes Zayin, so the similar Daf Tes Zayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water, acrobat with big toes? That must be on Daf Tes Zayin, toes. The acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Mishnah mikvos, a mikveh sheish bo arbim sal michuvanos, a mikveh which has precisely the minimum 40 saw of water. V'yardu shnayim v'tavu b'zeh achazeh, and two people went down and immersed themselves, one after the other, rishon tahor b'sheni tami. The first is tahor, but the second is tami because some water was removed when the first person left. But Rabbi Yehuda says, im hayu ragav shel rishon nogos b'mayim, if the feet of the first were touching the water during the second tefillah, afasheni tahor, even the second person is tahor, because we say good achis, extend and lower, to consider the water on his body still connected to the mikveh. So the acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, which reminds us the Gemara brings two questions of combining methods of washing one's body regarding tuma and tahara, one being from a papu who quoted a mishnah, Balkari Cholish and Nasnu of Tisha Kabim Maim Tower, an ill Balkari upon whom they poured 9 Kabim of water becomes Tower for learning Torah without Tevila in a mikveh. Rapapa asked, Chesib Tevila, Chesib Nesina, if half his body underwent Tevila and half underwent pouring 9 Kabim of water, does he become Tower? Both questions are left unresolved. So the acrobat in the mikveh act who kept his big green toes in the water after toveling, so the second person in the mikveh could become tahor, who then did a backflip into a second mikveh and immersed half his body while water was poured over the other half, got interrupted by two shluchim on their way to deliver a get, who asked him if he happens to know whether they need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtav, which reminds the Gemara discusses if two shluchim bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtav. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, That must be more Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman from Green Gallus Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether the Roman Gallus was better or worse than the Persian Gallus. So the used car salesman from Green Gallus Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece, his wife, an undated get, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirement of a date in a get. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mishum Bazachoso, because one might use an undated get to save his sister's daughter, who is his wife. If she commits adultery, incurring the death penalty, her husband may seek to protect her by writing an undated get and falsely claim she was divorced before the adultery. Rish Lakish says, Mishum Peros, because of the produce of his wife's property. The husband who receives the produce of his wife's property might try continuing to sell it after the divorce, and the undated get would enable him to falsely claim the divorce was after their sale. So the used car salesman from Green Gallus Antique Motors, who knew Persian used cars were worse than Roman used cars, ended up selling one to an uncle who was on his way to give his niece, his wife, an undated get, who almost ran over a man who was busy selling his wife's produce he still had rights to, until the get signing. Which reminds the Gemara brings about Chokas whether the husband retains rights to his wife's produce until the time of the get's writing or signing. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which depth of a question whether two people bringing a get need to say b'fani nechtav u'b'fani nechtam? That's on Dav. Tezayin. Good. Number 2. Which of the learned that a ksuba is like a maisa basin and can be written during the day and signed at night? That's on Dav. Yudches. Good. Number 3. Which don't mean the shaila of hands can be washed half at a time? That's on Dav. Tezvav. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we have a machlokas whether the husband retains rights to his wife's produce until the time of the get's writing or signing? That's on Daf. Yedzayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we have a machlokas regarding at which stage of collection does a ksuba become subject to Shemitah? That's on Daf. Yedches. Good. Number 6. Which of the one reviewed holds that if the feet of a person who was tovel in a mikvah of exactly 40 saw still has his feet in the mikveh, then the second person in the mikveh is tahor because of good achis. That's on Daf. Tezayin. Good. Number 7. Which of the one of the shaliach testifies that he is the second signature on the get is pasul. That's on Daf. Tezvav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you have regarding whether the reason that a get must be dated is because of a concern of basa choso or peros? That's on Daf. Yedzayin. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we have Malkovas regarding what is done with the money when the sender and recipient die while the money is in transit? That's on Duff. Yedalad. Good. And number 10. Which duff do we have a case where one said to 10 people, write a get from my wife and instructed them all explicitly to sign? That's on Duff. Yudches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.